This is Sam.
Hi, Sam. It's Nadine. How are you?
Hey, Nadine. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Is this a good time for you?
Yeah, why not? Thomas, do you have this? Here. I got a level one post, and then, yes. How's that look? Quarter inch off. Here, let me try and get it pushed back on. I'm sorry, Nadine. Give me one.
It's okay.
Second.
No worries. Take your time.
How about that? And love. Perfect. All right, let me go take care of this. Hey, Nadine.
Okay. All right. So, and I'll make this as quickly as possible. I haven't seen, did you enter your payment information yet?
Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm in the office.
Okay.
No.
You're like multitasking.
Yeah. I'm
okay.
Working at the house right now. Let's see. I have not put my payment information in yet, just because I had a couple of questions for you.
Okay. Well, yes, I know that you mentioned you have some questions. What were your questions?
That's right. So I went on the reviews of y'all's website, and I just had some questions about it. What other people had to say about it. And I wanted to ask, so as far as, like, my social media and all that goes, it'll be my phone number, correct?
It'll be your what, I'm sorry?
My phone number?
Yes. We don't put, so you have an option, Sam, where it's your phone number listed, or you can also put a tracking number, okay? So a tracking number, what that does is it links to your phone. And it helps with preventing spam calls. You don't have to do it. That is at your discretion. We have some clients that like the tracking number because they don't like their personal number just blasted out there. And then we have some that because they have their phone number on business cards, t-shirts, like it's a number that everybody knows them by too, they prefer that it just be their phone number listed. So that's totally up to you.
Okay, okay. And then also, like, as far as, like, you know, y'all are going to advertise through my Facebook and my Yelp, if a couple other social media platforms or even just platforms. So will I have full control over over my social media and over my the platform y'all be
You retain,
on?
Correct. You retain full ownership, okay?
Okay.
All we are is managers. That's it. We're just managers. Because that's the way that we're able to optimize and manage you and maintain you on the first page, as well as your Facebook ads. Now, we're not going to be going on there and doing your Facebook posting. We don't do weekly posting or anything like that. I encourage you to still post, even at the very least once a month, to keep your content fresh. What we're doing is managing the Facebook ads. Your Yelp, we're not going to even tinker with that. Are you paying for the Yelp listing, or are you just doing the free one?
The free one. Well, I was paying. And then I canceled it. So now it's kind of just, yeah.
Yeah, we're not going to tinker with it. Typically, like, if you don't have a Yelp profile, right, or if your business name isn't correct on there like it is everywhere else, we'll update it so that it shows everything uniform. But we're not going to tinker with it like doing Yelp ads or anything like that. It's just if we're going to update photos, you know, we'll send it there too. But if you're paying for Yelp ads, I do want to be very transparent. We don't touch any of that. Basically, a lot of our clients that don't have Yelp, we create them the Yelp listing, the free one. It's just part of our directory submission because Yelp doesn't generate a lot of spam calls like a lot of these other directories do.
Okay.
Merchant Circle and those other ones, if you've ever heard of any of those.
No. Or yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah. Merchant Circle is a pretty popular one, but I'm going to tell you a lot of those directories, and there's other companies that will like put you on X amount of directories, and a lot of those, I will tell you, Sam, will generate a bunch of spam calls. They're not even directories people have even heard of or even go on.
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah, you'd be surprised. So that's why we're very limited to our directory submission.
Okay. Okay. And then also, like, is there any, you know, guarantee your money back on leads or whatever, anything like that?
Well, what you're going to get is direct calls coming directly to you. You're not being charged per call, per job, or per click. There is not a guarantee. Anyone who uses the word guaranteed, that's a Google channel partner, can get into big trouble. We're not allowed to use that word guaranteed. If you're looking for something more guaranteed, then you would be looking at a program that we also assist with. It's called Google Guaranteed. And those are leads that come to you in the form of a phone call. They're not shared with anyone. They're only being sent to you. But that program, they run background checks. They want certificate of liability insurance. They want certain business licensing, depending on your industry. And so there's even requirements that you have to have at least 5 Google reviews. So it's a process that you go through to get approved by Google for that. And it takes about 4 to 8 weeks for the approval. It's a really good program, but there's a lot of requirements. Now, that program is more of a type of program, like let's say someone calls you asking you to remove a tree and it's outside of the services that you offer and you don't accept that job, they're going to credit the lead back to you because it's considered unqualified. So that's a type of a program that would be more guaranteed. But with this in particular, I mean, we give you the timeline, 30 to 45 days for first page placement on Google. That's going through the whole verification process, creating Google profile, optimizing, maintaining. That's the timeline that we give. Facebook ads, those are up within 7 to 14 days. Directory submission will happen within 5 to 7 days. So typically, what I say, Sam, first month, a lot of it is the programming. Now, that doesn't mean you might not get some calls. The second month is when you're going to feel the strength of the program. So I like to be very transparent on that. It's not going to happen overnight. Okay.
What's it called? The algorithm or whatever.
Right, and it's, you know, a lot of people have the misconception. The good thing is, and you always want to make sure that it's a Google channel partner, because I think we're like 1 out of 30 or 40 in the United States now, but Google channel partners are going to get you listed more in a timely manner as opposed to someone who isn't. You see what I mean?
Yes, and then also I have a question. As far as like my Google listing, so like when I type my name in Google, am I going to be on like the top listed for like remodel companies, is what you're saying, if it's typed on Google?
You're going to be amongst those on the first page of Google. So no one out there could ever tell you, Sam, that you're going to be number one. I mean, not even Google can tell you that, right?
Of course.
Yeah, I would imagine. But this is going to determine, right, on the keywords, the search terms, and where they're performing the search from. So I'll give you an example. I work in Fountain Valley, California, but I live in Anaheim. If I want to find a nail shop near my home and I go on my phone right now and I just type in nail shop near me, it's going to recognize the location of where I'm based out of here at work, and it's going to give me anyone that's within, you know, the distance of 5 to 10 miles within my location of my iPhone. However, if I want to find a nail shop that's near my house, but I'm using my phone at work, then I need to go on my iPhone and say nail shop near and put either my zip code or put Anaheim, California, so that I can get nail shops that are near my house. So this is where I say it depends on the keywords and search terms, on where you're appearing at and who's performing that search. Even if they're performing the search, let's say 20 miles away from you, right? They're looking for someone who does, you know, home renovation. Right? They're looking to renovate their kitchen.
Yeah.
When they perform that search, and let's say they didn't call you, but once they go to their Facebook page, your ad would be appearing because it's retargeting them as performing a search for a service that you offer.
Right.
So that's why I say Facebook ads work well, because they're consistently retargeting. So it's that reminder that, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it.
Of course.
Why they work so well.
And then
In my opinion, better than Google ads. I would say.
Yeah. Okay, I like that. That's awesome. And then also just getting all my information correct as far as, like, you know,
business name, phone number, all of that.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure it's consistent.
I saw some reviews where there were some problems with some people not having their area of expertise, like, set correctly in y'all's system or whatever. But I'd imagine that's probably user error, their error.
A lot of times, yeah, a lot of times what happens too, you know, and I'm not going to say that there haven't been some instances, you know what I mean? Nobody's perfect. I mean, we've been doing this 19 years, so we've obviously been doing something right. We've been in business this long, right?
Right.
One thing is that we do pride ourselves on, you know, providing customer service, right, to our clients, being there for them and being attentive when they have changes, concerns, questions, or what have you. Now, sometimes if someone has said, okay, these are the areas, this is what I do, right? You can say I'm a general contractor. But a general contractor has a lot of services. It's very broad, right? Well, what's your focus? Are you focusing on remodeling? Are you focusing on flooring? Is it a certain type of flooring? So we're very targeted. So sometimes it could be like a miscommunication, right? It could have been maybe like when the original person talked to them, they were doing XYZ, but now, you know, we correct it. We, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say we're perfect because we're not, right? No one out there is. If there was anybody who was perfect, you know, the person on the right side of, you know, upstairs wouldn't be empty. So, but anyways, just, again, we're going to correct. If there's a mistake, we'll fix it, right? Because here's the thing, Sam. We want to retain you as a longtime client because the program is working, okay? Not because you're stuck on a contract for 6 months. Even if you quit after 3 months, let's say you decided, or even 4 months, you just want to quit, we're still losing money. We don't start seeing a profit until about you've been with us maybe 4 or 5 months. So trust me, we're going to do everything we can to retain you. Is that kind of clarifying?
Yes.
And you also have the ability to, through your client dashboard, I mean, we send you what keywords and services we have you listed for, okay? So if you change those services, right, then, and we, you know, you haven't updated us either, if you're not updating us on, hey, I need to focus on this, on these particular services now, I mean, we have no way of knowing to change them. Do you see what I'm saying? So it's all about communication, right? On our end as well as on yours, because we want to be able to provide you the best quality service.
That's right. Be as accurate as possible. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good deal. Yeah.
Okay.
I just wanted to make sure on that because, well, just like to back myself.
No,
up,
yeah. Listen, I will tell you straight out, we don't have perfect reviews. I'll be the first one to tell you, yeah, there's some people who weren't happy. You know what I mean? But a lot of times what happens, too, is that the communication isn't there. Communication
That's
is
right.
Key. Communication
I
is
figured
key.
That's, you know, where that probably went
yeah.
downhill is a lot of people failing at communicating and getting their information correct.
You would be surprised. Sometimes it's like pulling teeth, Sam. You tell a client specifically, these are the items that we need so we can get you verified faster, and we are constantly having to call them, hey, you got to send us the pictures. You got to send us the pictures. We know, as business owners, you guys get busy. We understand that. We get it. But in order for us to do our job, too, we just need a little bit of help on your end, right? We're going to do all
right.
the work, but there's going to be some things that we're going to require from you that we can't do. Like, I can't pull up your business license if your insurance, you know what I mean? That's got to come from you, right?
Yeah.
So these are just the things, you know, that we ask for your help in as well. Okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I wanted to go over your services because I wanted to get started on these notes because I know that they'll be calling probably within the next 30 to 40 minutes. So as far as the services, so that my technician knows where to start from, what do you want me to list? Because when I look at your website, I see renovation, I see remodeling, I also see service and repair. So what would you like me to notate? Because I also see carpentry, the flooring, sheetrock, painting, building.
That's right.
I see a lot.
So I have a lot of services, but I think the ones that I want to chime in on most
okay.
is like, let's say bathroom and kitchen remodel.
Uh-huh.
And is there a limit on how many I can put
you get 15 keywords in search terms, and they're interchangeable. So you can change them at any time, right?
Okay. All right, then let me go here. Let me go to my feed. Let's do flooring.
Uh-huh.
Tile backsplash.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go to my website.
I saw carpentry on there. Sheetrock.
Yes, carpentry.
Uh-huh. Painting?
We'll do, yes, painting. I want to do that for sure.
Okay.
We'll do fencing.
Uh-huh.
Decks.
Mm-hmm.
Sheetrock.
Okay.
Let's see. Siding.
Okay.
And what?
And what was that? I'm sorry. Siding, and what was the last one?
I was gonna say like repair.
Light repair?
Or repair.
Repairs? Okay.
Just repairs, yeah.
Is this gonna be for residential and commercial, or do you have a preference?
Residential. But we do some commercial, so, yeah, residential.
Okay. Yes. All right. And then let's see here. And you're licensed and insured or in the process?
In the process of getting insured, matter of fact, as we speak,
nice.
Licensed? No.
Okay. Is that anything you plan on doing in the future, or is it not required in your area?
It's not required, but
okay.
I do plan my home builders.
Oh, nice.
Yep.
I'm just gonna note that. That's going to be good. And then I have your Facebook page, and then I got the website. I'm putting on here. Already has this website. Now, you don't want the tracking number, correct? I'm assuming you just want your physical phone number to be listed there, right?
That's right.
Okay. Just wanted to confirm that, even though I know, but I just want to make sure so that way I'm notating everything correctly. Now, do keep in mind, like, let's say later on you're interested in a tracking number. It doesn't cost you anything. It's always something that we can add, okay? Now, Facebook ads, those are going to reach up to 50 miles. Do you want me to put it at the 50-mile radius for you?
I think that's what I had it set at before, so,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, when we communicate with you, do you prefer we call you, text you, email, all three, phone and text? What do you prefer?
Call and text, yes.
Okay.
I definitely call, but texting in case I don't answer.
And we know sometimes you're in the middle of a job, you can't answer. It's okay. We'll leave you a message. We'll send you a quick text. What are your hours of operation?
8 to 4.
8 to 4, is that like Monday through Friday? Monday through Friday, it says on your website. 8 to 4.
That's right.
Okay. Then, Nadine, it'd be nice if I just looked, right? Okay. And then, let's see. What else do I need? I got that. Okay. And then, okay. This guest has that. Oh, forms of payments that you typically take.
Cash, check, and then, I don't have anything but that right now, but
do you ever do other forms like other people do? And that's something like if you ever decide to do any of these other forms, just let us know so we can update it. So some people do Zelle, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, you know, so if you ever decide to do any of those, just let us know. Okay.
Perfect.
Okay. And then yesterday, so you know, we went through your voice verification yesterday, correct? So, Your billing date yesterday was the 20th, but I went ahead and had my manager change it to the 21st. Okay. Just because I like everything to be on the date that it's going to be, right? So your billing date now, instead of it always being the 20th of every month, it's going to be on the 21st.
Okay.
So remember, if you need to pause, if you need to cancel the account, right, we're going to ask, just make sure that you at least call 3 business days before the billing is due, so that way you don't incur that charge. Okay?
That's right.
Now, also, and just to confirm, did you save our phone number in your contacts?
Sure do. I have it right here.
Good. Perfect. I want to make sure you did that too. Just because I don't want you to ever lose a number. I want you to always have it on you. Okay. And then I have set up for your security question is your first pet's name, Phoebe.
That's right.
Have that right. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. And then also verifying with you. So when we're verifying you through Google, it's going to be at the 159 Parkway South. Wait a minute. That's not right. We changed it, didn't we?
That is my business address, but I work from home.
Okay, I thought we updated your address. It's supposed to be 8683 Summer Bay Lane is where we're verifying you at, correct?
That is correct.
I knew it. I'm like, a good thing I saved it on my notes because it didn't save it on here. Well, what do you know? This is why I notate everything. Zip code is 36535, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So the only thing left is for you to put your billing information, and then once you put that in, then it'll ping me to go ahead and run the payment.
Okay, let's do that. Let me see. Do I have my wallet on me? I'm sure you do. And payment link. I found it right here.
Oh, you mean you're not like my husband that likes to leave his wallet at home? He does that every time. I told him, I think you do it on purpose so that I use my card to pay for the items at the store. He just laughs.
All right, let's see. I got to do what I did last time. You showed me how to do this.
If you need me to walk you through, I could try to walk you through it. Not try. I'll help you walk through it.
Okay.
You have to go to where it says the home, I think, and then go to your profile settings, and then you should be able to go to your billing.
So it said billing, next billing, and it says my voice and amount. My amount is $249, which is that correct?
It's supposed to be $348, it shows on my end. So it's probably for the next billing is what it's showing you.
Let me go to this one first. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, no, it only shows one for $249. So
So on my end, let me just ask them.
Okay. Just to make sure.
Yeah. Because I have to hit the button on my end to even process it. So on my end, it's showing me $348, but for you, it's probably showing the $249 because that's what your billing's going to be each month. But I'm confirming with him. Give me a second.
You can come in. Sorry.
Go ahead and get that if you need to. I'm waiting for, I'm having one of the girls come over to look at it.
Okay. Tucker, enough.
Hi, Amy. Question. Can you hear me? Okay. All right. So, I have my client right now. He's actually going to be, he's going to enter his information in the client dashboard, right? Rather than giving me the credit card information over the phone, I sent you his number. He's asking because on his end, it's showing 249, but on my end, once he puts in his card information, then Chris said that I can go ahead and hit the payment button, right? And it'll process the 348. Do you understand? Do you know why it would show the 249 on his end? Is that because that's going to be his next invoice? Oh, you don't see it on there? Oh, no wonder. Duh. Well, because his date was originally yesterday, but because we're doing the payment today, I wanted him to I asked him, can you move the date to today? So this way it reflects always the 21st for his billing date. So that's probably why that wasn't put. Okay, perfect. So then we're, let me know once you're good. Okay, I'll let him know. Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and refresh it, and you should be able to see it now saying 348.
Roger that. Yep, I got it.
All right, thank you, Amy. Okay, bye. You're all hearing our conversation. She's like my BFF. I'm like, can you go in this account and tell me what's wrong?
All right, so I'm putting in my information.
Okay.
First name. You know, I just got to put my full name.
I would put it exact. Put it exactly as it shows on your card. Do not put. Yeah, don't do both. It does it. Okay, so let me ask you this. Does it have your name and the company name on it?
Yeah, or hold on. Yes, it does.
Okay, Amy, should he only, okay. My manager said to only put your name. Don't put the business name on there too. Just put your name, how your name reads on there.
Okay, and then for company, I just put Intercoastal Services.
No, don't put anything. Leave company blank.
Okay.
Yeah, just put just your name, because it'll mess up everything. It'll mess it all up for you.
Okay.
So just put your name on there.
Sounds good. Only hey, babe, what's the zip code?
365.
All right. And billing information has been updated successfully.
Okay. So now I'm going to go in. I'm going to process a payment. So you're going to get a receipt in a couple minutes sent both to your email. It's also going to be sent to you in a text message. And just so that you know, FYI, we cannot see, like, your card number. It masks it all but the last four, okay? So just FYI, just so that you know,
okay?
And then there's going to be these two that you're going to receive. So you should be getting any second now. It's going to be initial invoice. And then there's one that says action photos needed to get your business verified on Google. Let me know which one comes in first, and I'm going to go over them with you.
Okay, I just got.
I heard something.
And I got one on my laptop. Let me read the one off the laptop. It's
okay. Sounds good. No worries.
It says thank you for choosing Local Flash. It's the initial invoice.
Okay, perfect. So I need you to open that, and it goes on to say about it being a recurring charge based under the terms, right? And then on there, you'll see where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. Do you see that?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So let me do a quick little read through this.
Yeah, I was going to walk you through it.
Okay. Roger.
If you have it open, I'm going to walk you through it. Okay, so this way you understand everything. Let me go to it on my end, because I typically do this. I like to walk everybody through it just so that they understand what everything means. Okay? So under your services, the Google Business Profile Optimization, right? Now, even though we are creating that Google Business Profile, you're going to hold the ownership of that profile. So that's where it falls under the Google Business Profile Access. Okay? We are not going to be the owners of it. You are the manager, or we're the manager, you're the owner. Okay? So we like to be very specific about that. Okay? Now, directory submissions, as you see there, our directory submission is always going to be Google, Bing, Yelp, and Facebook. So that's part of your package as well. The custom website does not apply to you because you have your own website. I want to be very clear on this. We are not going to tinker with your website. Okay, Sam? We're just going to make sure that your website is always attached. Okay. Facebook business page access, again, you hold the ownership. You're just adding us on as managers so that we can manage your Facebook ads. You will not incur additional click fees because you are paying a flat rate. Okay? Google ads and Google guaranteed our products that we also assist with, they're not part of your package. Out of those two, the one that I would probably point you at more towards doing is going to be Google Guaranteed, because it's an excellent program. Even though it's a pay-per-lead program, these aren't leads like Thumbtack leads or even HomeAdvisor leads. These are leads that'll come to you in the form of a phone call, and you don't share it with anyone. But again, there's requirements for that, okay? Going a little bit further down, Google Workspace. Now, chances are they might offer this to you during your client interview. You can decline it. This is an additional cost. It's like having a work email, right, that would say sam@andthenyourbusinessname.com. Mm-hmm. So you don't have to do it, but they will offer it to you during your client interview. So just an FYI. Advanced reporting system is part of your package. How you're going to monitor, you know, your analytics, how many times, you know, you come up in the search results, the phone calls you're receiving, live client support. You see our number there. We're here Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. As you know, you're 2 hours ahead, so always for you, 9 to 6. Okay? We do communicate through text messages. So we'll send you an SMS, like if we try calling you or we need an update on you, you know, we have an update for you or we have a question about something that we need from you, we'll also reach out to you through text message. We know sometimes you can't just pick up the phone. You're working. So, okay. Now, delivery dates, as we state there, 30 to 45 days is going to be the max results for the first page placement on Google. That's always going to be our promise. However, at times I have seen where it's happened sooner. But again, the promise is going to be 30 to 45. Now, okay. Under payments, today you paid $99 setup fee, and we break down the $249 like this. We allocate $100 to your Facebook ads that we're managing. You will never incur, like, click fees because you're paying the flat rate, okay? But we give you the breakdown. As you see the monthly after, that price is not changing. $149 plus the $100, $249, okay? So that's always going to be the price. Seasonal hold, call 3 business days before the billing is due so that way you don't get charged. If you're going out for a few months, right, maybe you're going out of the country, maybe you're just bombarded with work and you are about to turn business away. You can call us and say, listen, I need to put this on hold for 2 months, 3 months, whatever. We put it on hold. You don't lose your position. We're not optimizing it, but we're also not charging you.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Okay. So you have that option too. Cancellations, refunds. If you're going to cancel, we ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due so that way you don't incur that charge. Now, we are going to ask you to commit to at least 2 months, like I told you yesterday. We call it the 2-month verbal commitment, but you are paying monthly. After your term is completed, it's just going to continue to go month to month. So if you decide, hey, you know what, the 2 months, I'm good, I don't need the service, or for whatever reason, just make sure you call 3 business days before the 21st so you don't get charged on that date. We're not going to charge you a cancellation fee. Okay, we don't work like that. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, where it says mobile phone, make sure that it is your phone number I have listed there.
That's right.
the first box underneath. By clicking in that box, you're agreeing to receive text messages sent to your phone number.
Uh-huh.
The box below it, by you clicking in it, you're certifying that you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card that you provided in the billing information and that your information is complete and accurate.
Yes.
And then at the bottom, by you signing this, Sam, you're just confirming, right? You're affirming that, yes, you understand our terms and conditions, you're in agreement, and you're just going to type your name how it reads there, just Samuel space Roberto, and then the date's already there for the 21st, and you'll click on confirm signature. Now, once you do that, it should be taking you to a page that'll say local splash at the top, username and password. Let me know once you see that.
Okay. It brought me local splash, but it said, oops, looks like your subscription is not active.
Okay. So it's because they just got to finish up the notes and everything. So you're good. So remember, we sent you the username and password, right?
That's right.
Okay. That username and password is how you're always going to log into this to track your results. This is exactly where you're going to go in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my manager to just refresh it and update it on his end so that way it gets rid of that oops. Because we had you put in your own billing. We didn't do it for you. So that's why it gives that little bit of the error. So we're going to have it fixed on our end. It's just like a little glitch. So I'll have it fixed, and then you can start tracking your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
So be aware that we'll also send you notifications, too, as these things are being processed. I'm also going to request that once we have you Google verified and all, that they create you a tiny URL so that you can send to your clients via email or text, so that way you can start generating reviews, okay? So we'll help you with that. It's real simple. They click on it, leave 5 stars, and that's it. It'll post to your actual Google business profile, and we encourage it to help you. Now, there's also another one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Let me know when you see that one.
Okay. Let's see. Email, it says welcome to Local Splash, and then there is action needed, pictures needed.
Yes, perfect. So that one, we give you a list, right? Of items that we need pictures of, and there's a URL that you can upload them to or you can email them, whatever's easiest for you. Now, some of those you're not going to have. Like right now, you're in the process of getting your insurance, so obviously you're not going to send us that one or even send us one for the business license. However, send us pictures of your work tools, work equipment, work truck or van with the license plate showing. Send a picture of business cards you hand out, right? Or even if you hand out, like, I don't know, doorknob, what do you call those? doorknob handle ones.
Yeah,
if you hand those out, send us a picture of it, right? Send us a picture of your workspace. So if you store your tools, even if it's in your truck or if it's in a corner in your garage, send us a picture of that. Send us a picture if you have business registration. Send us photos of what you can and what you don't have. Don't worry about it. Just so you're aware, Google is like almost 100% digital now. They're doing everything, the verifications, all of that. Sometimes, very rare, will they say a PIN code's been sent, right? You would get that sent to you in a text message. We'll need the PIN code. But majority of the time, they're going to ask you to do a video verification. We help you with all of it. We walk you through it. Typically, I know that we advise for you guys to do it when you're at a job site because you already have your work tools, your work truck or van with you, your equipment, you know what I mean? And it just makes it simpler that you got everything right there with you already for the video verification. So we walk you through it, you know, so that if you're having any issues, we're here to help you because that's the one part that you're going to need to do because we're not the business owner. They don't want us doing it. But any questions that you have, please reach out to our team. You're welcome to reach out to me too. I just can't make any more changes. So from here, our team's going to be handling your account all in-house. Okay, we do everything within our company. We're not going to outsource it. So we're here to assist you in whatever way we can. Okay?
And then
now I know,
also, username and password. What is my username and password again?
Let me resend it to you. So the username and password, the username is always going to be your phone number. And then let me send you, your password is going to be map online. I just resent you that. Access your advanced reporting now. You should be getting that. And let me copy paste this and I'll put it in a text message for you. So that way you have it there too.
Okay. Roger that.
I just sent you a text on that one. Okay.
Okay.
I would like to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family, Sam. I'm super excited for you. I really am. And I'm glad that we were able to talk. I appreciate your patience with all of this.
all good. Thank you so much. I really, I'm pretty excited. Ready to see what's
going on. I'm excited for you. So we're going to be calling you shortly. I'm going to kind of hang back a few minutes, because I want to do the introduction with our technician. So we're going to be calling you between 4 and 5, right? Your time, which is pretty soon. So I think that's the time I have you for, right? Let me see here.
Yeah. And let me ask you this, the introduction. Yeah. Do I need to be by my computer?
No, you don't. You don't. You don't need to be in front of your computer. Basically, what they're going to be doing is they're just going to be verifying all of the information, just making sure, like, I have notated everything correctly. Okay, this is the address we're verifying you at. Your address will be hidden. Okay, Nadine listed these services. So that appointment, I will say, Sam, it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, sometimes a little bit longer, just depending on how many questions or details you have. Okay. But that
okay.
will, again, you don't need to be in front of a computer. If you prefer, great. But if you don't want to be, that's fine too. Not a big deal.
Yeah. I think I'm going to take some of the guys fishing real quick. So,
Yeah. Okay. All right. And yes, I do have you down 4 to 5 o'clock. So you still got about an hour or so. All right.
All right.
We'll be calling you. All right, then.
That's 4
Any
o'clock.
Any other questions? 4 o'clock your time. So you're two
okay.
hours ahead. So we'll be calling you. Yeah, because I have you on Central Time,
about
right?
An hour.
Yep.
Yeah, about an hour.
Yep. Yep, in about an hour. Okay. Well, what are you fishing for?
We're going to go do a little bit of bass fishing, I think.
Okay. Okay. Nice. Good way to relax. Kind of wind down. All right.
All righty. Well, thank you very
okay.
much.
Okay. You are so welcome. We'll talk to you within the hour, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.